And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
He is Jalen Rose. What up, dog?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in. Together, we are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We take the time and the energy and have the passion.
Yes. To get a people! So much to discuss today. New playoff format in the NFL. Astros lashing out a little bit, and I'm here for it. We have Rostradamus joining us later on the program, and he's going to tell us about what's going to happen after the All-Star break in the regular season in the National Basketball Association. But first, Jalen Rose, I have a bone to pick with you, sir. The National Football League is trying to join us in giving the people what they want, which is more football and more playoff football. They're working on a new CBA, and if the CBA is finalized, they have a new playoff format. Here's how it works. 7 teams from each conference are in the playoffs. Only one team gets a bye. So this year, this is what it would look like. Do you know what this says to me? Wildcard weekend, we get 10 hours of football 2 days a week. I love this idea. More football, more playoff football is good. Some people could say maybe we don't want to let 14 teams in the playoffs. It's almost half the league. Some people could say that this could expose some of the better teams to early playoff exits.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on this new proposal?
I like that the NFL wants to give us more football. The problem I have with it is circumventing the happiness and the support of the players while doing so. So basically, instead of shortening the preseason and or adding a regular season game, which the players are against, and the league continues to talk to us about player safety, you're going to now add another playoff team because you know players will be like, yeah, we want to be in the playoffs.
Get the playoff check.
Right.
And the teams that get the bye also get the playoff check, which is something that always bothered the players. There is also separate discussions about a 17th regular season game.
Now, the NBA basically has 50% of its teams in the playoffs, but their series versus one shot, one kill in the NFL. So as I looked at the matchups that you guys put up there, I wouldn't have wanted to see this year's Steelers in the playoffs.
This year's Steelers did not feel like a playoff team.
I'm sorry.
Mason Rudolph.
Right.
The Rams didn't feel like a playoff team either.
There's always a tipping point. And to me, when I look at the Steelers and the Rams from this season, that's the tipping point. And those two teams, I would not have been excited, especially the Steelers. Connor was dealing with injury. Juju was injured. Big Ben was out.
They have 14 quarterbacks. Duck Hodges out there. And the Rams, too. This Rams team did not feel this. Remember when they were in the Super Bowl? Felt like this is the future. They're going to be in the Super Bowl for 3 straight years. This Rams team did not feel like a Super Bowl team to me. But, Jalen, let me just go the other way for a second.
Okay.
Saturday. 1 o'clock game. 4 o'clock game. 8 o'clock game. Sunday. 1 o'clock game, 4 o'clock game, 8 o'clock game. Wildcard weekends got a lot more exciting.
It will be a lot of football to watch and digest. Mm-hmm. And as consumers, whether it's the USFL or the XFL, you have people that still try to get their fix for football when it's non-NFL. I get it. But for me, when it's one shot, one kill, and you're trying to put the best teams out on the field, as a fan, I would love to watch it. But the reality of it is the Pittsburgh Steelers this year, while outplaying expectations, and you know how much I love Mike Tomlin. He did an amazing job with that team. They ain't a playoff squad.
That's fair. I think that's a very fair criticism, especially for this particular year.
Yeah.
It's a very fair criticism.
They're not a playoff squad.
Yeah. And I don't think they're going to upset anybody in the first round
of
the playoffs.
Right. Again, it's the NFL circumventing what they're really trying to negotiate with the players. The players don't want 17 games without getting more money. The players do want less preseason games. So they're not going to do either one of those things. But they're going to add another team or two to the playoffs because they know players, coaches, and organizations and fan bases will be happy to see and say that their squad made the playoffs. And I'm a Lions fan. This gives us more chance to get
y'all,
in.
No, y'all not the seventh seed.
We don't have Tua yet.
You're like the seventh seed in your own conference.
Matt Stafford did his 9-year bid in Detroit, and I'm forever grateful. But it's Tua time.
Jalen.
Yes, indeed.
The Astros cheating scandal just continues to give us more and more controversy and headlines. They just keep going with it. And one thing I find really interesting about this is the Astros have heard all the media talking about them. The Astros have heard all the other players talking about them, and it seems like they're getting a little tired of it. And here's what Josh Reddick had to say to the Washington Post. He said the following, quote, "At some point, you have to move on and not give a bleep. We're going to go out there and win and shut everybody up." I like this. You'd think that they would be more apologetic, more soft-spoken, maybe keep to themselves. I like that they're going full heel and being like, we're going to go out there and beat y'all then.
I got a secret for you, Mr. Reddick.
What's that?
Y'all already won and shut everybody up, except y'all were cheating in the process.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way around it. I loathe liars, perpetrators, and cheaters. And so in a sport where people who were alleged to have used steroids like Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens.
People were caught using steroids too.
Are kept out of the Hall of Fame. Pete Rose, who gambled on his team to win, is ostracized from baseball. And basically, I agree with that. However, these players should be shamed as well. I understand in order to get to the bottom of the story, Major League Baseball felt like granting immunity to the players mm-hmm. was going to get them the entire story. However, you can still get the entire story by saying, by the way, we're still going to suspend you for a year.
It feels like some player punishment is appropriate.
I should not go to an Astros game and look up in the rafters and there's a championship banner.
So you're saying,
I should not walk through their facility and see the World Championship trophy.
So you think it should be a vacated World Series
championship? It should definitely be vacated. And the MVP. Altuve won MVP. Oh, let me see. What year did Altuve win MVP? Oh, the year they were cheating.
Yes. So you think he should have to give back the trophy?
Did Reggie Bush have to give his back?
Yep.
And that had nothing to do with what took place on the field.
Yep.
And so the same thing with the Fab Five. Like, people are like, oh, they vacated their titles and they took down the banners. That had nothing to do with the score of the game. These guys were manipulating the score of the game. Altuve won MVP that season. I remember watching them play the Yankees. And we were sizing up Aaron Judge, the biggest, tallest player in the game, versus Altuve, the smallest player in the game, still finding a way to get it done. You remember those storylines?
Of course.
Okay. The same guy that was cheating and trying to act like he was a tattoo?
The tattoo part's hilarious.
Come on, dog. Like, they cheated the game. I think
it's going to happen. I think they are going to vacate the 2017 World
Cup. They have to.
There's just too much public pressure. I really think that they will.
And why is the commissioner saying it's only a piece of metal?
Come on, man.
Like, the more the Astros and the commissioner continues to talk, it makes it worse.
The worse it gets. It really does. Jalen, there's a certain energy about you. You're excited. And I know why you're excited. Because after this show, you're going to get on an airplane and you're going to fly to Las Vegas, Nevada, because you are going to attend the Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury rematch fight. A rematch of one of the most exciting boxing matches I can remember of the last decade. Jalen, yesterday they had their final press conference. And during the press conference, as it sometimes does, it got a little tense. A little bit of shoving back and forth. Wilder seems to start it with a little two-hand shove. So my question for you, Mr. Rose, is this. Are they faking it?
They're not faking it.
You don't think they're faking it?
No. I've been to countless prize fights, and let me tell you something. Look at my guy, Joe Tess!
Tess is in the middle.
Run that back!
Oh, I saw Tess, and Tess got bonked.
You
I love
see
it.
My guy, Tess?
Yeah, Tess got hit.
Tess got hit by Deontay Wilder.
Yeah.
Look at my guy, Tess, right behind him.
Look at Deontay Wilder. Falls forward when he hits Tess. That's just how strong Joe Tessitore is.
That's my guy.
You think Deontay Wilder's a big scary man? You have not met Joe Tess.
So, a couple of things. when you're watching your favorite sporting event.
I want to see Tess right here when he gets watch Tess.
Look at Tess.
Oh, see, Wilder goes forward. You see how Wilder goes forward? Tess isn't going down.
So here are a couple of things I want to pull people behind the curtain on. It's one thing when you watch the greatest athletes compete against one another to see who wins.
Okay.
But it's another thing when they dislike each other. So when I grew up watching the NBA, it was one thing to watch the Bad Boys play against the Bulls. But it was even better because they did not like one another. These two guys have been on this show.
Mm-hmm.
They do not like one another. Okay. If whatever result happens Saturday night, and you tap both of them on the shoulder like, let's fight again on Sunday, they would do it.
Oh, they're ready. They're ready.
They would do it. And this is why. This is the moment of truth. Shout to ESPN. Shout to Connor Schell, our boss. Shout, because it's somebody that loves boxing. Shout to Jimmy Pitaro. The relationship that they formed with Top Rank Boxing, this fight is going to be on ESPN Plus. That's a game changer.
It's pay-per-view. And again, like, I know I work here.
That's a game changer. Here,
but I am not lying when I say I am more excited for this fight than a fight that I have since, like, Tyson. You know what I mean? It's different when it's heavyweights too. It just hits different when it's heavyweights.
You know why?
And you got someone like Wilder in there who can just end it at any moment.
I'll tell you why it's different when it's heavyweights. Because Floyd is 50-0 and undefeated, and he's going to go down in the GOAT conversation. But when you see him, he's not considered a large man.
No.
The heavyweight champion of the world, when you see him, is like, he'll give you those knuckles.
Yes, he will. Well, the Stretch Mark 5, otherwise known as Nikola Jokic. We've been talking about him all
season. You gotta trademark that, dog.
The Stretch Mark 5, he looked real Stretch Marky to start the season. And it translated onto the court. He had a couple 9-point performances, and he just started really slow for someone who we thought would be in the MVP race. Well, turns out, he's been hot lately. In 2020, he's one of the most dominant players in the NBA. And he said that during the season, he's lost 20 or 25 pounds. Jalen Rose, he played internationally this summer. How do you show up to camp 25 pounds overweight?
There's something called an offseason that takes place. And the Denver Nuggets outplayed expectations last year.
Mm-hmm.
He is making a thousand times more via salary now with his extension that now kicked in. And so what ends up happening is you do play internationally, then you have some downtime.
Yeah, there's about a month there.
You have some downtime.
Sounds like he enjoyed that month.
Eating good.
He really enjoyed that month.
Living good. And
if one of his homeboys must have been like, Nikola, maybe let's go for a jog. Maybe at the gym.
But here's what happens. And you know this, doing this job for so very long. You have to be careful when you talk about people being out of shape. It's like quitting and being out of shape. Those are like two of the biggest insults that you can give to an athlete. But we didn't hesitate when we saw the Joker.
No, we didn't hesitate
early in the year. I was like, do not look at that stat sheet. We're going to look at the scale. Don't tell me points, rebounds, or assists. We're going to look at that scale.
25 pounds.
But let me tell you why he's a great player. Still all NBA first team center.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And look at what he's done lately. Look, when you look at these numbers, tell me what you see. Because this is the Nikola Jokic I expected to see all season. But this is just in February. Look at that, Jay. Look at that.
No more joking around. I like that heading. And also, here's the domino I'm ready to watch. The seeding in the West. On paper, yes, I believe the Lakers and the Clippers are the two best teams.
Sure.
But based on younger teams that are going to go harder in the regular season, Denver, Utah in particular, along with the Rockets, I think they're going to distort the seeding to the point where those two Los Angeles squads will end up facing each other in the second round, not the Western Conference Finals. So don't be surprised if Utah, Houston, and or these Denver Nuggets make it to the Western Conference Finals.
Jalen, the Timberwolves are not going to be in the playoffs. They're having a very forgettable season. They recently acquired D'Angelo Russell, and now Karl Anthony Towns is going to be out indefinitely with a wrist injury. Jalen, I'm looking at this team. Remember when they started hot? Do you remember that this season? They started like 6-2. It's like, oh, maybe this is the Timberwolves' year. Jalen, what should this franchise do moving forward?
So I'm going to plant a seed Okay.
Oh, yeah?
Let me see. And it may come to fruition or it may not.
Green thumb Jalen.
But it's important for me to say this into a microphone. They just acquired Karl Anthony Towns' really good friend, D'Angelo Russell.
Yep.
Correct? And it was, I like the ticket giveaway they did to for his opening home game. If the Minnesota Timberwolves are going to go to the next level, you know what they got to do?
What's that?
Cover your ears if you're a fan of the Phoenix Suns. And I love Monty Williams. My brother Willie Green is over there.
I know where you're going.
Devin Booker's their other really good friend. They got to find a way to get him with the Wolves. That's going to be the game changer.
I don't know what they really have to give up outside of Towns and Russell.
The game has changed, fam. The game has changed. And guess all that has to happen is Devin Booker say that that's what he wants.
I love it.
That's all that has to happen.
Because I love relationships. I love friendships. I love playing basketball with my friends. I want to play basketball with my friends. They want to play basketball with their friends.
So just think about how that would look now.
You know they've had the conversation.
Of course. Now,
you know they've had the conversation.
So D-Lo was an all-star last year.
Yep.
Booker. Karl Anthony Towns, I believe, was an all-star the year prior. And Booker was an all-star this year. So if you put all of them on the same squad, you have something special. Because to me, Minnesota isn't a free agent destination.
No.
Okay? It just isn't. The Wiggins experiment didn't work. They freed him. He gonna go to Golden State and ball as the fifth best player.
Oh, yeah.
He's gonna be a really productive player for that situation. But for me, the only thing Minnesota can do to catapult themselves into like top four status potentially in the West is to add Devin Booker, the best friend of Karl Anthony Towns.
We all knew this was coming. And it's finally official. John Beilein is no longer the head coach of the Cleveland Cavaliers. There's also reports that the players were playing music with the word thug in it in a way to haze him because he allegedly said they were playing like thugs. Then he went and said that he meant slugs in one of the worst cover-ups since the Astros cheating scandal. Jalen, what does this whole Beilein saga tell you about the Cavs?
Shout out to JB Bickerstaff. That's like my little brother. His father drafted me with the Nuggets, and I watched him grow up. And I think whether it was in Memphis when he got the opportunity or in Cleveland, don't be surprised if he actually keeps that job. Nobody's talking about it. Don't be surprised if he actually keeps that job. I think he'll do a good job. With that being said, everybody knows I have an affinity for John Beilein.
Of course.
And that makes it personal. But professionally, let me just say this. This is one of the worst experiments of a head coach going from college to the NBA in the history of sports. In the history of sports. And I hate that his name is going to be attached to this. Because he didn't even get a chance to finish one season, Jacoby.
No.
He got a 5-year contract and didn't even finish one
of them.
Season.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay? And for this to take place, unfortunately, with a lot of fans, of course, at Michigan, bow down. We're going to pay homage. I appreciate everything he did for our program. But fans outside of that realm are really going to run his name through the coals based on what you just said.
Yeah.
You can't be in a locker room full of grown men or any men for that matter, any people for that matter, and they're professionals and you call them thugs. You can't do that.
But then to say that you meant slugs is just such a terrible cover-up.
No one believes you, John. And you just so happen to be an older white man in a sport that's 75-80% black.
Well, Jay,
it shows that you're so very far out of touch that we're going to get you out of your contract. We're going to give you a different role
with
the team.
That's what I want to ask you about. It seems to me that he was like, they're like, oh, okay, you can just buy me out. Give me 100% of my money that you owe me.
And they're like, well,
we can't do that.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
And then they made an offer, and he was like, well, I'm not going to accept that. And then they're like, fine, we're just gonna call you an international scout or something.
Correct.
Go away.
Because here's the dynamic that makes this ugly and unique. We're not really firing you.
No.
Like, we're not really even firing you.
Because then we'd have to pay you.
It's just like, you're not up for this position. You know it, I know it, and everybody else knows it. So therefore, let's come to a conclusion and go our separate ways.
Because, you know, I pay attention to sports media very closely. And this story came out Monday. And I was thinking to myself, this means that they're still negotiating.
Correct.
So they're still negotiating. It got to a point where they didn't come to terms. So they're like, you know what, you're no longer the head coach. But you still got to get this to earn this check.
Well, first it was like the two sides are going to part ways.
Mm-hmm.
There's like, oh, he's going to step down. Then it's like, oh, he's going to be out as coach. Then it's like, oh, he mutually agrees to take another job within the organization. In other words, B-Line is standing in the office saying, I want 100%
yes,
of my money.
All the money that I signed
and they're
that contract.
They're telling him, like, you are incompetent at this job. We're not even, you were incompetent at this job. We're not paying you. So that's the impasse that they seem to be at.
It's
unfortunate for John B-Line. He will go back to college and still be a game changer as a coach.
It's time for Sophomore for Boston. Jalen, I have a lot of good qualities, I like to say, but one thing I'm not proud of is just how sweaty I am. I'm the sweatiest person you know. I sweat. When I play ball, I have to bring 4 shirts.
You like the remix of Patrick Ewing?
Patrick Ewing looks at me like, damn, that dude is sweaty. But Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, also sweaty. Mm. And you know, when you're the CEO of such a huge company like that, you have to make a lot of public speaking engagements. Sometimes mm-hmm. he gets nervous and he gets anxiety sweat in his armpits. So he had communications executives, according to a new book, blow dry his armpits before speeches. Soft move or boss move? Getting your armpits blow dried before speeches.
This is a soft move.
Oh, I love it.
This is a soft move. And let me tell you why.
I love it.
Let me tell you the number one reason why. Because he got so much money, he ain't even blow drying his own armpit.
That's what I like about it. The idea, like, you got 2 hands. You put deodorant on. You don't need someone else
correct.
To do that.
That's
like, why you got
almost.
Someone else doing it for you.
Jacoby.
It's like, Jalen, come here. Before the show every day, I'm just gonna be like, Jalen, it's time. Blow dry my pit.
Correct. I'm not gonna be able to do it.
That's what I would tell
not
you.
Not gonna be able to do it.
I love just the idea of being like, Jalen, big show today. I'm a little nervous. You got to blow dry my pits before this one.
And so you talk a lot of times about me being rich.
Yeah, right.
And I'm so very fortunate. Look at David
hair.
Jacoby.
Look at my chest hair.
I just like the picture you got hanging up in your bathroom. Yeah. You know?
I look like Nikola Jokic in that one. You could be headed to the game or going on an epic road trip. No matter where your travels take you, Marathon can help you get there with quality, top-tier gas. Marathon gasolines are formulated with STP additives. They keep your vehicle running at peak performance by optimizing fuel economy, removing those ugly deposit buildups, and by reducing emissions. Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon every day with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. This is definitely a win-win deal. It's quick and easy to join. Just download the free Make It Count app or go to makeitcount.com/radio. So join the Marathon team and start saving today. This offer is valid only at participating Marathon stations. Remember, wherever your journey goes, it pays to start at Marathon. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit. Jalen.
What up, though?
So excited about the return of the National Basketball Association. Feels like the All-Star break has been 3 weeks. And as we start to get really serious about playoff seeding and awards and things of that nature in the regular season, I wanted to talk to somebody about it.
Okay.
Not you. I want to talk to Rostradamus. Rostradamus can see the future.
I got a beer! I finally got a beer! Thank you!
Rostradamus can see the future. So I'm going to ask Rostradamus some questions.
Okay.
Rostradamus.
Shout out to Greeny.
Will Zion or Ja Morant win Rookie of the Year?
Oh, this is easy. This is a no-brainer. I love my brother Tim Legler and Jay Williams. They do a terrific job talking about sports on the Four Letter Network. However, it is not a competition for Rookie of the Year. Ja Morant, that is on lock. His team is in the playoffs. They outplayed expectations. He's having a terrific season, scoring the ball, dropping dimes, making people around him better. And he got a 50-game head start. Ja Morant had a legitimate chance to be in the All-Star game this year. There's no way that Zion can win Rookie of the Year. Not even close.
What would he have to do? Like, he'd have to average like 45 points a game for the rest of the season. This ain't going to happen. Okay, now this one's about the Bucks.
But also, that conversation to me truly minimizes the greatness that Ja Morant has put on display this year.
Next one is about the Milwaukee Bucks.
You know that's my guy.
At their current pace,
they would be just under 70 wins.
Okay.
Jalen, do the Bucks get 70 wins?
No.
This regular season?
No.
Rostradamus.
There are only two teams in the history of basketball to ever do it. That's Michael Jordan and the Bulls, and it's the Golden State Warriors to reach 70-plus wins. And here's why they're not going to do it. Because they're going to be so far ahead of not only who's in number two, the number two seed in the East, but they're also going to be so far ahead of the overall number one seed in the entire NBA that that guy right there, the reigning MVP who's going to win it again this year, will be load managing later in the year.
Rostradamus, will the Spurs playoff streak end this season?
This hurts me. This hurts me. Like, well, I don't believe you're doing this.
Rostradamus, you know the answer.
I don't even believe you're doing this.
Really, the streak is going to end is me being wrong about them missing the playoffs.
Here's why it's going to end. Murray and Walker are already talking about their takeover in the future of the team.
I did see that.
This is going to be a remix. They're going to reload. They're going to figure out what happens with their veterans on their team that are making a lot of money and playing a lot of minutes, in particular Aldridge and DeRozan. They're going to come back next year with Pop and be back in the playoffs, but yes, is the answer to your question. And I hate to say yes, because you always
see this one. I disagree with you about one thing there. Pop might not come back next year.
Pop
everywhere you heard it first. Rostradamus, will load management and health issues cost the Clippers the West?
Load management and health issues cost the Clippers the West? This is tough. I gotta say yes.
Ooh, Rostradamus.
I gotta say yes. Because, people are applauding them picking up Morris, and that's a great pickup.
Mm-hmm.
They're also applauding them picking up Reggie Jackson.
Where did Reggie Jackson play
previously? Those people ain't been watching him play the last few years.
Where did Reggie Jackson play previously? Oh, the Detroit Pistons. What games do you watch every single night? 82 of them? Detroit Pistons. How much did Reggie Jackson get out there? How many times did he have 35? How many times did he have 20? How many times did he play 35 minutes?
And here's the elephant in the room. That guy's outstanding. I love Kawhi Leonard, especially when his braids are like 7 to 10 days old. That guy right there is the best. Paul George is continuing to be miss the game.
Is he on the Clippers?
Yeah.
Is he on the Clippers?
How about this? One of the top 10 or 12 players in the league, Paul George, no question.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't an all-star this year because of injury. So that might derail their goals as the season continues to progress.
Rostradamus, which team will get the 8th seed in the West? The Grizzlies or the Blazers?
I'm going Grizzlies.
Me too.
I'm going Grizzlies. I want to say the Blazers. Dame is dealing with a groin injury that kept him from playing in the game, the All-Star game.
Yep.
And those don't go away.
We saw with LeBron last year.
Those don't go away. And clearly they're going to need him to be playing. And by the way, how well has Dame been balling when he's healthy?
It's been crazy.
He's been balling out of control, but that ain't going to be enough to get him in the playoffs. My guy, Ja, leads the Grizzlies into this year's playoffs.
Rostradamus.
Yes, sir.
Who's the biggest threat to the Milwaukee Bucks? Raptors, Celtics, Heat, or Sixers?
This answer might surprise you. This answer might surprise you.
Don't say it.
I am going to go. So basically, to me, when you say biggest threat, that means when they play head to head
in a 7-game series.
Because what's going to happen in the East, to me, is Bucks and then it's matchups. You might as well put the Pacers up there too.
Nope.
Because Raptors, Celtics, Heat, Sixers, and Pacers is all going to be about matchups. So the biggest threat, Celtics.
That's what I think too. I thought you were going to go a different way. I think so too.
Celtics. And I know on paper you say that, wow, the Bucks have so much size and bulk and height with Giannis and the Lopez brothers and a second all-star in Middleton. But the Celtics have the best collection of perimeter players in the East and arguably the third best in the league along with the Houston Rockets and the Clippers.
Jalen. Rostradamus.
These are tough, man.
Who is going to be the MVP?
Easy. Say
LeBron.
Giannis.
LeBron. It's LeBron. It's LeBron this year. LeBron is the real MVP.
I know you love LeBron.
I love LeBron James.
And I do too.
LeBron James is far and away the most valuable player on the planet.
He really is Jalen Rose. And he's been robbed of this trophy so many times. They always want to give it to the new hot thing. They always shiny do toy. This. LeBron's been the best player in the league for almost two decades. Can we get him one final MVP? Does he lead the league in assists?
He does.
Does he average, I don't know, 27 points a game
LeBron
somewhere around there?
LeBron is killing.
And wait, are the Lakers the number one team in the Western Conference?
They are.
Wait, is the Western Conference much stronger than the Eastern Conference? So don't point to their record and say, well, the best player, best team. You know what? The best player, best team is LeBron James and the Lakers because they don't have as many wins as the Bucks, but they don't play the same competition as the Bucks.
I understand the case for LeBron, and he's been fantastic. And I appreciate being ahead of the news and letting everybody know that from now on, you're going to see LeBron James postgame in a durag. I appreciate being able to bring that news to the people. And I'll tell you this, if Giannis was not in the league,
I'm giving it to LeBron.
LeBron would win. Let me answer your statements. You talk to me about LeBron's assists leading the league. That's an amazing feat for a guy in his 17th season.
Yes.
And 35 years old. I bet that's one of the things he was like, I'd have been an MVP. I'd have been a finals MVP.
Oh, he wants to be
I'd have been
MVP,
a scoring
man.
Champ.
He wants to be the MVP.
I'm going to go and snatch this assist
title. He wants
title.
To be the MVP.
You know, I'm going to be a modern day Magic. By the way, you know I all hail the king. But while they have the best record in the West, the Bucks have the best record in the league.
Because they play in the Eastern Conference.
And also, Giannis averages more points, more rebounds, and is way better defensively than LeBron James. So he's second. He's all NBA, no doubt. But that award has to go to the Greek.
I'm giving it to LeBron James, the king. You call the shots in this segment. It is called Keep It Moving. I say you call the shots because if you want to discuss a topic, you say, hit the brakes. If not, me and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. Are you ready, Mr. Rose?
Let's get it.
Duke had a bad night last night. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
This has been a nondescript collegiate basketball season. Look no further than the top five. It's literally being turned upside down. I'm not going to pile on the Blue Devils. Keep it moving for now.
Keep it moving, Meth.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Big win. For Juwan Howard.
Hit the brakes!
Oh, hit the brakes! You were in
hit
the house in Piscataway, New Jersey yesterday.
I was.
Where the Rutgers had not lost a home game all season long until Jalen Rose showed up with the Michigan cap and
no
the JRLA varsity and supported his teammate Juwan Howard and his team, the Wolverines, as they got a big win against Rutgers. This is a tournament team?
Definitely a tournament team, no doubt about it. And that's without Livers, who's been in and out of the lineup, dealing with injuries all season. It was a quality win because so many players contributed. And these are the kind of wins that carry you in the NCAA tournament, where timely post-up basket and one, timely rebound, timely defensive stop, multiple players contributing.
Yep.
Juwan and his staff are doing a great job of continuing to get the most out of his team. Now, as the season progresses, I think questions like, are they going to make the tournament? Of course they're going to make the tournament. My thought is, are we going to win the Big Ten tournament?
Listen, the last...
Are we going to make it to the Final Four?
This has been an up-and-down year for the Wolverines, and right now they're trending in the right direction at the right time.
They are.
We have an update on a gentleman who joins us during this segment.
You seen Simpson's hook shot?
Yes,
looks
of course.
Great.
Named Method Man.
Hit the brakes. That's family.
Hit the brakes. I saw this on the internet. And it blew my mind.
I haven't seen this.
Look at Method Man. Look at my guy. He is swole. What is it with these rappers nowadays? Jim Jones is in shape. You know, you got Dr. Dre out here. What is going on? Did you know Method Man was that swole?
So a couple of things. Everybody knows that this segment is called Keep It Moving, and the mighty Wu-Tang Clan contribute to this program every day via Method Man. And I have to say this. You know he got a new gig, right? You know he got a new gig.
Oh, yeah. What's that show that he's working on?
You know he got a new gig, right?
It's a show
called... What is the show called? Oh, Power!
That's right.
He's getting ready.
He's getting ready.
But let me tell you something as somebody in his 40s that nobody else is going to take away from that video. Please play that video again. The most important thing in this video...
I know what it is.
The most important thing in this video is the glasses. It's the glasses. Not LASIK. Not contacts.
Nope.
He like, I'm wearing my glasses.
I'm wearing my glasses.
Now, just think about this. You show me your phone, David Jacoby.
No, but I got a question. How are you so cold you need to put your hood on but so hot you can't have sleeves. That's when you know you're at the gym, you know you've been working out. You're like, I don't care. Cut the sleeves off. Everything. Moving on. Adrian Peterson. Coming back for another
year. He a legend.
Year.
Keep it moving. He deserves it.
Keep moving on Adrian Peterson.
He's a special athlete. Keep it moving.
Another man?
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Keep getting them checks.
Kevin Durant has some...
Hit the brakes.
Oh!
I like this offseason Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant. Remember? Do you remember when they came out with the Kevin Durant, LeBron James track? Uh-huh. He said that he's got more music with other NBA players. He wants to be called Easy Money or Slim Reaper. Jalen Rose, do you want to hear more Kevin Durant bars?
I do. And KD, here's how nicknames work. When you're an MC, you adopt all of those names. Okay? It ain't or. You're Easy Money and Slim Reaper KD. You're all of those things when you're spitting bars on a track. But here's what you're going to have to do, KD, that's going to make you an important, productive MC.
What's that?
You got to step your ad-lib game up.
Oh, okay.
Got to step your ad-lib game up.
Jalen, a classic television show that we reference on this television show from time to time.
Hit the brakes.
Return.
You said classic, so hit the brakes.
Making the Band is coming back after an 11-year absence. Jalen, there's one thing, one phrase that Making the Band gave us that will never, ever, ever be topped.
What is that?
Dylon, 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 which technically is from Chappelle's show.
Chappelle is swollen as well.
Oh, like Method Man. Yeah, him and Method Man working out together. Moving on, hype beasts are going to freak out for these cookies. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Supreme, the streetwear brand,
they
is teaming up with Oreo to release a red Supreme Oreo cookie. Has streetwear officially sold out and gone too far?
No, that's when you're getting so much money, you're just trying stuff. Sure. That's all cookies. It is. And all of a sudden, people wearing Supreme drawers and Supreme coats and socks and Oreo.
Oh, they got everything. They got lighters.
And you look down at your phone, you're like, Oreo's calling me.
Yeah.
Oreo's calling me.
Can we slap our logo on that, too? What's the number?
Sure. Yeah, we can do it.
Yeah, we'll slap the Supreme logo on there.
How much?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Just make them red. Just make them red. Thank you.
Jalen,
yeah,
I have an update on the Puma life.
Hit the brakes!
In 2019, Puma had its biggest year in the history of the sneaker brand, earning almost $6 billion. Jalen Rose, you famously ride for the Puma life. Is the Puma brand here to stay and really becoming a player in the game?
It's definitely a player in the game. Shout to my Roc Nation family. Shout to Jay-Z, who's done a terrific job of navigating a lifestyle with their brand and making it to the point where it can earn $6 billion in 2019. That's really impressive. And they keep their fingers on the pulse. When Derrick Jones wins the dunk contest, what was the news the next day?
Puma. Sign
up. Collaborations, too. And no shots or shades at any other brand, but Puma has always embodied the culture, whether it be a breakdancing, whether it's basketball. And I like to see them doing collabs with J. Cole and Big Sean and Rihanna and so many different other people. It's
Jalen.
It's really impressive, all of the things that they've been able to accomplish.
We always say we give the people what they want, so we're not just going to give you the television show audio. We always give you podcast exclusive Too Hot for TV. Hiring the right people is one of the best ways to help grow your business, but it shouldn't take time away from your other priorities. With LinkedIn Jobs, it doesn't have to. The best thing about the LinkedIn Jobs platform is it helps you find the right people. Hiring the right people at your business is the number one way to affect the bottom line. While your business idea is important and the way you execute is important, the people that will help you, the people that will be part of your team, will help your business more than anything else. And LinkedIn Jobs screens candidates with hard and soft skills you're looking for, so you can hire the right person fast. Things like collaboration, creativity, adaptability. LinkedIn looks beyond the work skills and puts your job post in front of qualified candidates who match your business requirements perfectly. That's how LinkedIn makes sure your job post is seen by the people that you want to hire. People with the skills, qualifications, and other interests that will help your business grow. It's no wonder a person is hired every 8 seconds with LinkedIn. And why companies rated LinkedIn Jobs the number one hiring platform for quality hires. Find the right person for your business today with LinkedIn Jobs. You can pay what you want and get the first $50 off. Just visit LinkedIn.com/Jacoby. Again, that's LinkedIn.com/Jacoby to get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply. Jalen Rose, a lot of talk about Dak Prescott and his contract. The latest to weigh in, Cowboy legend Emmitt Smith. Let's listen to Mr. Smith.
Dak has to understand and maybe take another perspective. The perspective may not be all the money that you get. It may be how much of the money you're willing to leave on the table, because the Cowboys is a marketable organization.
And so you got all that extra money that's
so
not
So if you are the face of the franchise, would it not, instead of taking 35, would you take 28 and leave some for Amari and pick up the other 35 through endorsements?
Jalen.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we need a big bottle of tequila on the table during our show. I don't know what show that was, but I want to go on that show. So Emmitt Smith is saying, look, you're playing for the Cowboys. Take less money. Help out the franchise, because the Cowboys is such a big organization. You can make up that money through endorsements.
First off, Emmitt Smith is a legend, the league's all-time leading rusher and a champion. But I am actually old enough to remember a time when Emmitt Smith didn't report to the Cowboys so he could get more money.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, too.
Do you remember
that? No one was in his. He was talking about, oh, you're playing for the Cowboys, you might as well take a discount.
Let me tell you guys something. They keep talking about how marketable players can be based on where they play. Yes, playing for the Cowboys, I think, helped lead Tony Romo to a television gig, Troy Aikman to a television gig. I understand the star has mad power in commerce in the United States of America. But everybody's situation is different. If I'm Patrick Mahomes, I don't mind taking a discount because I got first round money from the beginning and we won a Super Bowl. So therefore, I'm trying to keep a team around me, unlike Russell Wilson after he got paid, or Joe Flacco, or Ben Roethlisberger. In Dak's case, y'all still paying me four round money?
You already got me a discount. I'm not giving you a discount. I gave you a discount already through my entire professional career. It ain't happening. Jalen.
Correct.
The Cleveland Browns told journeyman lineman Greg Robinson that, you know, they weren't going to need his services this season.
Okay.
So Greg Robinson was driving in a truck, and he got to a checkpoint in Texas. And the dog was like, let's check this car out, guys. Let's give us a look. Inside the car, 156.9 pounds of marijuana. Jalen Rose again. 156.9 pounds of marijuana. That is a whole person. A person. That's a person size of marijuana. Jalen.
That's definitely a failed test, and that's going to hurt his options of employment going forward.
Yep.
And as we just talked about the Cowboys, this reminds me of the Nate Newton story, because he got caught with a large amount of marijuana as well. Here's what I have to say. Mr. Robinson, if you want to get rid of 157 pounds, I got a couple of phone numbers for you. Snoop Dogg, Method Man, Red Man. I'll send you their contacts right now. They'll help you get rid of that.
I like the idea that he went to the cops. He's like, this is for recreational use. This is just for my personal use. What do you mean sell it?
No, this is just my stash.
157 pounds. It's like groceries. Like, just imagine loading that. You have to like go back and forth so many times. And it's just so heavy.
And it smells.
Oh, yeah, does the dog was like, y'all don't smell this?
It smells.
We always say we give the people what they want, so we're not just going to give you the television show audio. We always give you podcast exclusive Too Hot for TV.
Okay, I have to ask you a quick question before we start.
Oh, God.
And it's about your health.
No.
It's about your well-being.
What?
Did Joey find out that you chose a favorite kid on the program yesterday?
So, great question. So, I am a vet, a seasoned Lowry seasoning salt vet.
So, she would find out.
So, I went, exactly, my brother. You know how to handle it. I told her, I made sure she was in a good mood.
Like, I was just joking.
She was in a good mood. She was talking about how dope Chloe was. So, I just used a natural transition. And I was like, you know what?
I shot at her on the shoulder.
I was just doing it for a joke. You know what I mean? I don't really have a favorite, but it's just like for a joke. Because he thought that I was going to say that I love them all the same. So for the show, you know, I'm a showman. There's an E in ESPN for entertainment. I was just trying to get some laughs. So I might have said that Chloe's my favorite. But, you know, no big deal. And then we moved on. That's how you play.
That's a veteran move.
That's how you play.
So does that mean that you will now post and retweet the link?
No.
So, yeah.
No! No! Because all it takes is two of her friends to be like, did you see what your husband did? For her to completely flip her correct. Position on it and then
correct.
Get mad at me.
Correct.
Sorry. Nice, stupid. Come on, Jay. Come on. You crazy?
You're a television personality and star, man. You got to
listen.
You got to post and repost things that you say on the program.
Yeah, I do every day.
Except
that one. You know how it goes. All it takes is two of her friends to be like,
correct.
Can you believe that your husband was on TV and did this? If two people say that, she'll completely reverse her position.
And,
be mad
and,
at me.
And when she say it to you, she'd be like, everybody said.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah.
Like, one or two people, she'd be like, everybody coming up to me saying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Coming out the woodwork.
Oh, I'm so glad she's private on IG. You can follow her business one, though, Joey Jacoby, J-O-I-E Jacoby.
Yeah, give her some.
Starting a little business one.
Yeah.
She's popping off right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, she's winning.
Jay, what up, I man? Got a problem with you.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. We work together.
Yes.
Every day.
Yes.
Sitting next to each other.
Yes.
One day, you're such a giving, generous man.
Thank you.
You've done so much for me and my family.
That's mutual.
And you had a pair of shorts. Michigan shorts. Nice ones. High quality, expensive Michigan satin shorts. It said Michigan across the front. You know the ones. You gave them to me. I said, you know what, Jay? Thank you so much. And as I often do, sometimes I have spontaneous workout opportunities. So I put those shorts in my desk drawer just in case someone's like, oh, you know, you want to play ball or we need one more. Or I'm like, you know what? I'm actually going to work out. I didn't think so. So I can throw together a workout outfit at work without having to go home first. They were my sort of like in emergency break glass shorts. You saw me going through my desk like 6 months later. Oh, you didn't even wear those shorts, huh? You saw them in the drawer. And you mentioned something. Kind of like, I gave you shorts and you're not wearing them. What's up with that? Right? And it was last week. I said, you know what? I think I'm going to bring those shorts home. You know, because they've been sitting here for a while now. It's probably been like a year. So I'm going to bring those shorts home. So I open up the drawer. And the shorts used to always be there. Yellow. Gold, amazing gold, bright.
Zipper on the pocket,
satin. Oh yeah, those are no great holes shorts. In them. No holes, the perfect brand new shorts, high quality shorts. They weren't there,
huh? You know they have cameras in this building.
Oh, I know who took the shorts. I don't need the cameras. So I'm gonna ask you on wax.
Okay.
Did you or did you not give me shorts and then without my permission go into my area and take my property from my personal space and then take it home? Did you steal shorts from me?
So the overarching answer is yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay. That's it. That's no, there's no yeah, but
here's why though.
Okay.
And for people that's been following our movement for almost a decade, feel free to IG, feel free to tweet both of us.
Hit us up.
And chime in on this topic. Leave voicemails 985-80-JALEN.
Okay. You're a vet.
This is a very important topic. So I give my brother, David Jacoby, some elite basketball shorts. And I know,
high quality shorts.
I know how much
retail
he loves.
Value like $150. Yes. Those are fancy shorts.
I know how much he loves to hoop.
Yes.
I know how he's about his style.
Oh, I was going to rock those. I was going to hoop in those.
I know how important his basketball fashion is to him.
Oh, yeah.
But guess what? It wasn't important to you for a year. I gave you those shorts for a year.
Those for emergency.
And you sat them right in your work dresser. Mm-hmm. To me, if you really wanted them, if they really meant something to you, you would at least took them home. At least.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you didn't wear them, you would have took them home.
Done.
So since you didn't rock them and you didn't wear them, you want me to tell you where they ended up? I got other brothers and family members walking the face of the earth. Okay. And one of them, his name is Jay Jenkins. The worst of the world knows him as Jeezy.
You gave my shorts to Jeezy, rich ass.
Actually, I gave them to Jeezy's homie.
Sure, sure.
Because he was more enthusiastic about them than you were.
Okay, so now every time you give me something, I got to jump up and down and act like it's a big deal?
No, you just got to wear them.
I was wearing them.
You were wearing them. Just in there.
I have gave a you something here.
For a year, and you left it in your desk like it was meaningless.
Okay, hit us up on Twitter or Instagram and tell us who's right about this one. Because the way, all right, if I give you something,
correct.
Is it mine or is it yours?
If you give me something, it's both of ours.
My guy. That's not how it works.
If you gave me that hoodie right now, and I went
both of ours,
and I went and sat it on my chair for a year.
No. If I give you something, it's mine or yours.
At some point, you're going to come snatch it back. I know you.
Mm-mm. So I have a similar experience with someone who's very close to us, the Podfather. You know the Larry Bird weapons?
Of course,
you know the Larry Bird weapons, right? You know the Podfather wears size 11.
There's Larry Bird and he's wearing them.
I'm really like 11 and a half, but I could fit into some 11s. And it was his birthday back when I used to buy gifts for my friends. And I was like, you know what? It's the Podfather.
When you cared about others.
So I called around town and I found the John Barbados Larry Bird weapons. I drove across town in Los Angeles to go get them, pick them up, brought them to the Podfather for his birthday.
No, you and the Podfather got to draw straws for the love of Larry Bird.
Well,
I don't get a chance to truly love the legend around y'all.
Let me tell you what happened, Jalen. You never wore the sneakers. Never once. And I bring them up from time to time. It's been, that was 2012, I want to say. It's been almost 8 years.
Important question.
Never wore the sneakers in my size.
If you could take back the sneakers, would you?
And I would give them right to Jeezy. Give them right to Jeezy. Find out his address. Send them right there. Hell yeah, I would take back those sneakers.
Okay, so you're answering my own question.
But he just doesn't wear them. It's been 8 years. I feel like the statute of limitations.
I didn't let you get to 8 years. After 1 year, I was like, I'm taking them back.
Foul.
Like he don't
foul.
Want them. He don't want them. He got other gear. He ain't tripping off
foul.
These. He ain't tripping off these.
Jalen, I got a rec league update.
What is it?
Big win for us yesterday. Big win. Now, yeah, scored.
The rec league that actually plays on Wednesday.
Had a game on Wednesday.
Wow.
I played well. You know, probably 3 for 5 from the field. But this is the best at Jacoby highlight. 2 for 2 from the line. I'm a bad free throw shooter. But it's not what you do, it's how you do it. Really, just really confident, good, high arc, swishing free throws. It looked like I was like an 80% free throw shooter, but I'm really like a 33%
I got a couple of pickup follow-up questions, if that's
what's that.
Do you feel your confidence in game improved after your experience
yes.
with the Washington Generals?
Yes. Yes. Definitely. Definitely. Hitting that free throw, getting on the board against the greatest basketball team on the planet.
At MSG?
If I could score a point on the Globetrotters, I could score a point on you, Scrubs.
That's what you was telling us.
And I covered their best player. But you know how I did it? I was like, I'm going to take away his 3. If he gets past me, that's on y'all.
Right. Yeah,
I was like, that's
I'm
on y'all.
Stand
it down. It's like, he was a good 3-point shooter. So I was like, here's what I'm going to do. I'm taller than y'all. So I'm just going to get in his face when he shoots 3s. If he gets past me, that's no longer my jurisdiction. Like, that's not my problem. Y'all cover people. You can leave. So do that. And it worked out great. Big win for us. And Jalen, I have another story. This one's a little too hot for TV. Okay. I tried to get it on the TV show, but I knew I couldn't get it on there.
Uh-oh.
In France. 2 soccer teams, just 10-minute drive from each other, don't like each other. Violence erupts on the field. There's a melee. In the middle of a melee, 1 player bites the penis of another player.
Oh.
That player.
Bites him where?
Yeah, you heard me. P-E-N-I-S. Penis. Bites the penis of another player.
These are adults and pros?
Yeah. I don't know if pros might be a stretch. This is like a lower division. This isn't exactly, you know, Saint-Germain. Saint-Germain? I don't know. Whatever. PL Saint-Germain? Paris? Je parle français.
How do you say penis in French?
Pipi?
How you say in Spanish?
No sé.
Pinga?
So, this gentleman, the recipient, had to get 10 stitches. Because it's one thing to bite the opponent's penis, another thing to like really chomp on it and break the skin. Like, yo, what? What?
I got a lot of questions.
You know I don't have too much information. I didn't even read the whole article.
Okay.
I read the headline in the first paragraph.
So a couple of things.
Okay.
I'll be at the Wilder Fury fight Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And there is nothing. And I know, feel at me if you want to. Trust me. I've been to Super Bowls. I've been to NBA Finals. I'm telling you guys, there is nothing like an elite prize fight. Nothing.
Heavyweights.
Especially if they're heavyweights. There's, because the heavyweight champion is basically designated to be the baddest man on the planet.
Oh yeah.
Okay. And I've been really fortunate that coming into the NBA in 1994, I got a chance to go see so many mega fights. This is at a time when Mike Tyson ruled the heavyweight division.
Mm-hmm.
So in Vegas, I got a chance to see Tyson, Holyfield, and Lennox Lewis, and Seldon, and I have been, and I'm not bragging, but I'm just being 100. I've been to at least 250 prize fights.
That's not true. That's a lie. That's too many. 250? You're 47 years old? That's five a year for your entire life.
That's about right.
All right, I'll just let you lie. Go ahead.
That's about right.
Continue.
I've been to like 250.
Go ahead.
I've been to like 250 prize fights. How many have I gone to with you?
Two.
Okay. I get them in.
I appreciate that.
And this reminds me of the mid to late 90s.
Yes.
And the reason why I bring this up, based on what you just talked about, is I was at the fight where Tyson bit Holyfield's ear. I was at that fight.
Mm-hmm.
And it was clearly a melee afterwards. It was total chaos because people got to remember something. The term fan is used so loosely for people who watch a sporting event. People have different reasons to be intrigued by the outcome. A lot of that has to do with betting.
Gambling?
And
not just the passion?
So many people who were betting on that fight turned the MGM Grand upside down.
So I don't bet on sports, but when I'm in Vegas, I do. Are you going to bet on the fight?
No. I have never bet on a sporting event.
Ever?
Never.
Oh, because I feel like in the right environment.
I feel like I'm too close to it.
Yeah.
And I feel like I know too much, and it would really upset me if I was wrong. Like if I bet on something, like if I was going to bet, let me tell you what I would bet. Deontay Wilder knockout ninth round. That's what I would bet.
Yeah. I mean, I would just bet Deontay Wilder knockout.
That's what I would bet. And so, back to the soccer player, because Tyson biting Holyfield's ear reminded me of this, because he bit off another gentleman's ear and he spit it out in the ring. There was blood on him, blood everywhere. So, follow-up question for this. So, clearly this gentleman who was the recipient was bleeding.
Yes.
And it happened during the game. Were they able to find the part that was bitten.
I believe there was a bitten part, but it was stitches, sutures to sew it together. So I don't think there was like a chunk bitten off. We also have an update. He was banned for 5 years from the league.
So
why do you think 5 years from the league he was banned?
Such a random number.
It is.
So if you kick, knee, hit somebody in the man region, that should automatically be probation and house arrest.
So one thing I believe in is fighting dirty, right? Like if we're in a bar fight, there's no rules. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like this whole gentlemanly.
Tell
like,
me more.
This whole like gentlemanly thing.
Tell me more.
But there is a line at which you can't cross. And I think biting penises is that line. Like you cross the line, my guy. Like I can be very lenient when it comes to like in an actual violent altercation, people taking it to extremes. But that's too far. That is too far. I can't stand for that.
So
biting penises.
So we're having, a competitive sporting engagement, and we're just playing soccer, and we're running up and down the field, and we get into an altercation.
Yeah.
And then that's where you take it?
To win all the way there. It's wrong.
So that person should be arrested. The person who, forget like banned 5 years. You should be banned forever.
You should have to legally change your name.
Well, there are a lot of other things that I want to ask questions about, but I'm not going to ask.
Let's give people what they want, Jay. Let's give them what they want.
Well, let me, you know what? I'm about to tweet Lil Boosie and ask him what he think about this.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that, Jay. You get your account deleted.
And you know what? When he was trending, I didn't realize that he was following me.
Jay, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Jalen Rose's Instagram Live and, of course, listening to this podcast. We always, always get to people what they want. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen?
We're not done. Dwayne Lucas feels like Tyson Fury is going to take care of business this weekend.